And a good morning. It's now 7:03 at News Radio KMAN. It's Tuesday, which means it's time for what is now a weekly conversation with regard to COVID-19 and the local battle. And joining us this morning on the phone is Riley County's Public Information Officer, Alice Massimi. Good morning, Alice. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Well, I was surprised when I read last night on our website about the number of new positive cases over the weekend. Four? Are you serious?
I know. It's great to see such a low number, especially looking back where we were just a couple months ago. So progress is being made.
No kidding. And we have one person in the hospital right now receiving care at, I guess that's one Riley County resident, I guess we should say, for clarification.
Yes, one Riley County resident. And thankfully they are not in the ICU either. And this is, the first time in a while also that we haven't had somebody in the ICU. So that's also nice to see.
Well, yesterday we had some new health order that went into place, number 20. Is that right? Number 20?
Mm-hmm. Yep, number 20.
And I think one of the things that stands out about that is the opening of bars and restaurants. They can go till after midnight. And for many of the people that are in that field, that is terrific news.
Yeah, I think, the data that the criteria that we had set out early on for lifting those restrictions, we had met that. The cases were low, the percent positive rate was below 5% for four straight weeks. The local health system was not being overburdened, case in point, with the hospital only having one patient right now. And then also the vaccination rate, we're able to keep a pretty decent pace with that. We've got roughly 10% of the population vaccinated right now. So we felt comfortable lifting those restrictions. However, we're still asking people to wear masks and to also practice social distancing and, just good hygiene of hand washing, because we don't want to see those numbers climb, of course.
Well, yesterday some interesting news came out with regard, in particular, to Riley County as to how the vaccination process would be handled in the near future. And it sounds like the only thing that you're going to be able to do here in the near future is get those second doses inoculated.
So that's just for this week that we'll be able to do those booster shots on Thursday and Friday of this week. So if anybody's due, notifications went out yesterday. And then starting next week, we will be doing the boosters as usual, but we'll also be starting to, because we've already vaccinated some of the individuals in this category, but to prioritize high contact critical workers as deemed by KDHE.
What is all involved in phase three of the inoculation process?
So phase three, Riley County had kind of set up our own phases because the guidance that we had originally received from KDHE was that their phases were guidance and that we did not have to follow them to a T. So our phase three was those ages 18 to 64 with severe health conditions. We have believed all along that vaccinating the most vulnerable members of our population should be a priority. However, KDHE disagrees, and they believe that vaccinating these high contact critical workers should be the priority. So, unfortunately, going forward, we won't be able to get to that phase three there, and we'll be in phase two for quite a while because the high contact critical worker list is pretty extensive.
Well, I saw that list, and can you kind of give us a brief overview of who all is on that list?
Honestly, it's just about everybody.
radio people. I noticed that it does not include us media.
Well, I think it does, though, because here's the thing is that it includes communications, is some of the language that's included in there. And so that was part of the reason, too, why we kind of did our own phases in a way, was because this group of high-contact critical workers, I think just about anybody can make a case to be included in it. And so it includes anybody from wastewater to banking to retail to food service, it's a pretty extensive list.
It sounds to me like, we're maybe being could we say, punished by this by KDHE for being so efficient?
I don't know that we're being punished. I don't know that I want to use that word, but they did say that if we did not kind of get in line with their phases, that they would stop shipment of those first dose vaccines for us. So, of course, we don't want to see that happen. And the goal of Riley County Health Department all along has been to get vaccines in arms, you know, and to do it as efficiently as we can and as quickly as we can. And I have to say we've done a great job with that. Unfortunately, some other counties have not. And I think that's part of just Riley County really pulling together. The county itself, the city of Manhattan, willing to throw whatever resources they needed to at this in order to get it accomplished. And unfortunately, that's just not the way KDHE saw it. So, you know, we will get in line with what they want so that we can get those vaccines in arms and move forward from there.
Does KDHE have some sort of a ranking system for counties, you know, and guys, you know, sounds like Riley County has done very well with the vaccination process. Do you have any perspective on how other counties are doing according to KDHE?
I do not know according to KDHE. I know just according to talking to other counties that Riley County is doing amazing. and I'm not just saying that because I represent Riley County, but, you know, speaking to other counties, their process just doesn't appear to be as quick as our processes or maybe as efficient as our processes. And I know in some counties that's just manpower issues, that's resource issues. But again, Riley County has been willing to kind of throw everything at it so that we can get this done and get Riley County open back up again and get life back to as normal as can possibly be in this age of coronavirus.
We're visiting this morning with Alice Massimi. She's the public information officer for Riley County. And we are now on a once a week basis here with our updates. We'll be doing these every Tuesday morning. Alice, let's talk a little bit about the mask ordinance. The city is going to be revisiting this tonight, I understand, possibly extending that ordinance after April 1st. But City Commissioner Aaron Astorbrook says he is not sure he wants to see that. He would be a swing vote there that could make it 2-3. And his comments were, you know, entrusting the Riley County Commission to make those decisions with regard to a local health ordinance with regard to masks. Do you have any timeline perspectives? Do you see this on the agenda in the Riley County Commission's hands in the near future?
Well, I do know that when we put Local Order 20 into place, it had a date of April 1st, and we had always said that in a month from yesterday, we would relook at the mask ordinance, revisit it, and kind of decide where we're at with numbers, where the country's at with COVID rates, and make a decision based on that.
Well, we've talked about a lot regarding vaccine and some extremely positive news with regard to the numbers that we are seeing with positive tests. And that percent positive rate has to be pretty low at this point.
It is. I think last week it might have been 3.0.
Is it around 3? Yeah.
I think it was 3. You're quizzing me here. I think it was 3. So it's been super low, and I would expect us to see another low percent positive rate when that number comes out tomorrow, you know, with only 4 new cases. I would expect that rate to be low tomorrow also.
By the way, I understand we have some more COVID testing sites set up, I believe, Leonardville tomorrow?
We do. We do have a testing. We've been doing some mobile testing for the past couple of months now. Tomorrow we'll be up in Leonardville from 10 to 12 at the baseball field. And then we'll be up in Riley later in the month, actually on St. Patrick's Day, from 4 to 6 at the swimming pool. And then we also have some additional testing locations that'll be popping up in Manhattan earlier in the month too.
And you still have the one that's happening in Manhattan at that old Regency Inn location there on, what is that, Holiday Drive?
I think it's off Tuttle Creek,
yeah.
Road. Yes. Okay. Yes, we have that up there, and that'll be up there until March 21st.
Yeah, and probably
March 20th. Excuse me.
Okay, and a good landmark for people to identify that location is there, just west of the Ready Systems office there. So.
Yes, and if you're coming out of town, it's on the left-hand side there, and there's a big sign up that says free COVID testing, so just to kind of attract a little bit of attention. And again, that'll be up until March 20th. They're there every day of the week except for Sundays and holidays. And now that we've got them kind of an indoor setting, the weather shouldn't really affect their availability all that much.
Alice, anything else you'd like to touch base with our community this morning?
The big thing right now is just for everybody to register for the vaccine. We get a lot of questions is it my turn yet? When can I get the vaccine? And the best thing to do is to register with Riley County. And when it's your turn, we will notify you via Everbridge with an appointment. And to also just keep an eye out on the press releases that we issue every Monday and Wednesday starting this week that kind of let you know where we're at and the status of things. But again, please register so that way we can notify you when the vaccine is available for you.
Well, Alice Massimi, as you know, you're in your, what, second month? Boy, did you jump into the fire.
It's good. You know, it's kept me busy. So
I can only imagine. Thanks for joining us this morning, and continued good wishes to all of our folks on the healthcare front because they are, and it's obvious everybody's doing a great job.
Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate the community's patience and their support in this effort.
Alice Massimi, Riley County Public Information Officer, joining us this morning on News Radio KMAN. A look at our forecast comes next.